sweetest to roam by the sunny Cheshire stream, and hear the birds coo 'neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the Cheshire that flows down by Monkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wonder where first I did shine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Monkine. She sailed far away o'er the dark rolling foam, far away from the hills of her dear Irish home, where the fisherman sports with his small boat and line by the banks of the Cheshire that flows down by Monkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander where first I did shine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Monkine. Oh Molly, dear Molly, it breaks my fond heart to know forever must part. But I'll think of you, Molly, when the sun and moon shine on the banks of the Cheshire that flows down to Monkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander where first I did shine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Monkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander where first I did shine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Monkine.
Well, regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that was Joe Bullard's favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers, and their interpretation of that lovely and very popular song, The Rose of Monkine. It was a song that my brother George used to sing. He one of the few Irish songs. He wasn't an Irish song singer, but he knew he had a tremendous repertoire, but not many Irish songs, but that was one of them, The Rose of Monkine. We're going on a sort of a little mini tour of Ireland now with our next few tracks, because here Teresa Rogers is taking us over to the west of Ireland and Blacksod Bay.
It was Boston City gave me birth so many years ago, and my farmers came from Ireland, from Erris in Mayo, and they placed aboard a ship to leave. I often heard them say it was lovely sighing harbour at the sight of Blacksod Bay. And now that I where I met people grand. I told them what had brought me back to dear old Ireland. They showed me where my people lived before they went away. Near lovely Sawyer Harbor at the side of Mlexod Bay. I stood enchanted by the scenes that soon did reach my eyes. This lovely land my people left when they were forced to fly. The fields so green, the skies so blue upon that summer's day. And lovely Sawyer Harbor at the side of Mlexod Bay. I'm going back to Boston town, but not there to abide. And I'll take all my family across the ocean wide. The evening of my life I'll spend when I come back to stay. Near lovely Sawyer Harbor at the side of Mlexod Bay. Near lovely Sawyer Harbor at the side of Mlexod Bay.
We're going to County Down, and this is a song that I know many of perhaps our more mature listeners will remember from some years ago. It's sung for us here by an artist called Willie Brady. Now, Willie was very, very popular in Ireland in the 50s, and he used to sing to his own guitar accompaniment. Now, quite often he just sang to an orchestral accompaniment, which he does on this particular track. But he was singing to his own guitar accompaniment long before your Bob Dylans and the like. He was singing folk songs, Irish folk songs. Now he's singing a lovely interpretation of that song, The Dear Little Town in the Old County Down. Now, come on, you have to make allowances for this. It comes from an album. No, get it right, Joe. It comes from an LP. Oh, yes. You remember the vinyl LPs. I still have some, and so have you. But here, Willie Brady and a lovely orchestration and interpretation of the song Little Town in the Old County Down.
Sure, if I had the wings of a swallow, I would travel far over the sea. Then a rocky old road I would follow to a spot that is heaven to me. When the sun goes to rest way down in the west, then I'll build such a nest in the place I love best. In that dear little town, in the old county down, it will linger way down in my heart. Though it never was grand, it is my fairy land, just a wonderful world set apart. Oh, my Ireland of dreams, you are with me, it seems, and I care not for fame or renown. Like the black sheep of old, I'll come back to the fold, little town in the old county down. In the evening when shadows are falling round the old door without any key, there's a voice in my dreams ever calling. There are eyes ever watching for me. There is someone I bless with true tenderness, and her lips I'll caress when I bring happiness. In that dear little town, in the old county down, it will linger way down in my heart. Though it never was grand, it is my fairy land, just a wonderful world set apart. Oh, my Ireland of dreams, you are with me, it seems, and I care not for fame or renown. Like the black sheep of old, I come back to the fold, little town in the old county down.
Now, call me an old fuddy-duddy, if you will, but I think there's something sort of nostalgic slash romantic about those lovely old recordings. Yes, there was a bit of snap crackle, but there was no pop on that particular recording of Willie Brady singing Little Town in the Old County Down. Well, here's John Kern.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I drift further from my home. A sailor on a foreign ship bound for Montreal, to view the world, then make my destination Donegal. I will make my way from Madden to Bundoran through Raphoe, from Port Salon down to Killybegs, through Chrysla and Dunloe, and wander on through Barnesmore Gap on every one night call, then beyond the blue stack mountains to the town of Donegal. I will wander through Falkara, run the forelands to Gweedore, from Ranafast to Burton Port, then out to Arranmore, to meet the friends of bygone days, in dreams I do recall. If only I could make my destination Donegal. Oh, Donegal, I miss you. I'll never understand why I left you for a far off land against my heart's command. Whenever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, I know I'll make my final destination Donegal. I know I'll make my final destination Donegal.
John Kerr there, and he's making his destination Donegal. Now, Johnny Lockery, for instance, doesn't really care where his destination is. He just wants to go to any town in Ireland. And I wonder how many of our listeners in all parts of the world have the same wish.
I'm sitting in a barroom in Chicago all alone, looking at the rain coming down. Put another nickel in the jukebox on the wall, and I played a few old songs from way back home. The record started playing and it mentioned Donegal. Then it gave a mention to Tyrone. But words don't mean nothing when you're sitting in a bar, when any town in Ireland would be home. Any town in Ireland would be home. Just a cottage by a river all alone. But I'm sitting in a bar room in Chicago Sunday morning, when any town in Ireland would be home. Another record mentioned Galway and Mayo, Roscommon, Dublin and Athlone. The bartender asked me what town I came from. I said any town in Ireland would be home. Any town in Ireland would be home. Just a cottage by a river all alone. But I'm sitting in a bar room in Chicago Sunday morning, when any town in Ireland would be home. Any town in Ireland would be home. Just a cottage by a river all alone. But I'm sitting in a bar room in Chicago Sunday morning, when any town in Ireland would be home.
Another good example of country and Irish music there, Johnny Lockery and Any Town in Ireland. Now, I have to confess that I don't know an awful lot about this next artist, Farmer Dan. You see, I picked up an album recently with, well, sort of a scattering of Irish tracks on it. Some of them, well, are well known. One or two of them, well, they're a bit obscure, including this one from Farmer Dan.
Bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong, where the people dance the waltzes, they sing country songs. From the hills of Connemara down to lovely Sleabhamon, bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong. I left my home some years ago and traveled far away, across the Irish Sea, and decided I would stay. I got myself a wife and a lovely daughter too, and one thing is for certain, I sure am missing you. So bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong, where the people dance the waltzes, they sing country songs. From the hills of Connemara down to lovely Sleabhamon, bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong. Now day by day and night by night, sweet memories linger on. Four roads to Glen Amady and the mountains of Mourne, the green glens of Antrim and the Curragh up Kildare. Sure it doesn't seem so long ago since I was over there. So bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong, where the people dance to waltzes and they sing country songs. From the hills of Connemara down to lovely Sleevemont, bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong. Bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong, where the people dance to waltzes and they sing country songs. From the hills of Connemara down to lovely Sleevemont, bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong. Bring me back to old Ireland, the place where I belong.
Tarsha Begaistuk Sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bullard.
TGV Productions presents the rich, warm voice of Joe Bullard with his album Songs I Like to Sing, including well-known songs.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen.
Songs of a religious nature.
Ave Maria.
And including that great Welsh song, Mavanwy. Songs I Like to Sing by Joe Bullard. Available from iTunes and all other good download retail sites. From TGB Productions. Simply the best.
If you ever long with aching heart to cross that other ocean, to go back home just one more time to where your grandma came from, if your children share the love you feel and it fills your heart with pride, then you are sentimental Irish deep inside. If you're holding on to some sweet dream instead of letting go, if your thoughts are filled with memories of times long, long ago, and if you love each blade of grass so green from Cork to Dunedee, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve, and nothing in this world can change the way that you believe. And if you shed a teardrop now and then when no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. Still recall your mother's words from when you were a child, and sometimes in a crowded room you see your father smile, and you would give just anything to share that memory, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve, and nothing in this world can change the way that you believe. And if you shed a teardrop now and then when no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish. Sentimental Irish. You are sentimental Irish just like me.
Now I think that's a very nice but true track as well from Brendan Shine there, and Sentimental Irish, because whether you like it or not, we Irish are sentimental people. Well, I think so. Anyway, here's a track that was sent to me the other day. It's from Frank Nelson. I'm afraid I can't give you too much information about Mr. Nelson, but the song, it portrays a picture of the rambling house, what life was like in a country house. Mind you, I think it's a little bit different today.
The rambling house when I was young, tunes were played and songs were sung, stories told and funny recitations. An old man in the corner he'd sit, draw on the hearthstone with his stick. You could smell the burning lamp oil on the porter. There wasn't an electric light, just the turf fire burning bright, the paraffin lamp that hung down from the rafter. They talked of times before the war, and the hearts of times were soft. For miles around you could hear the sound of laughter. The station masters in the spring, folk would gather and tell their sins in a little room behind the kitchen fire. The smell of paint was everywhere, the priest he didn't seem to care. He blessed the house and gave us all a sermon. There wasn't an electric light, just the turf fire burning bright, a paraffin lamp that hung down from the rafter. Talked of times before the war, and the hardship times they saw. For miles around you could hear the sound of laughter. And when the dance was held at night, girls would gather with colours bright, dance upon the stone floor till the morning. There was curtain bread and pots of jam, pipes and tobacco for the smoker plan, mugs of port was drunk from out of ponderers. There wasn't an electric light, just the turf fire burning bright, a paraffin lamp that hung down from the rafter. I wish we could go back in time to the simple way of life, but alas, the rambling house is gone forever.
Richie Remo is somebody that I've introduced you to over the last couple of months, and I have received recently some material from him. Richie Remo is a wonderful country singer, Irish country singer, but he doesn't do an awful lot of Irish material, but he does some very good country. He's from Northern Ireland, and here he's telling us all about Mary Ann.
I was just a little boy with holes in both my shoes. I met Mary Ann one day. She told me the terrible news. Her daddy's left her mommy now after only 14 years. A lonely child with a broken heart in her eyes. Filled with tears. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold until my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your head held up high? Mary God, young ladies, now my wife. Years has passed, and now at last, Mary has a family near.
that's love so dear. The most important thing in my life is family and my friends. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and faith in the Lord, amen. Would you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold me to my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your head held up real high? Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann? Understand, will you waltz around the floor with your hair held up real high? Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife. Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife.
Doing a program like Sounds Irish gives me an opportunity to play some of the tracks that I really like. And I am aware that some of the tracks make some of my listeners throw their hands up and say, "Oh, Joe, what are you playing?" Now, here's a song, for instance. My father, as a very, very young soldier, was in the First World War. And this song was a First World War song. Not for one minute am I saying this is an Irish song. I think it's an old music hall song of the early 1900s. When the First World War broke out, the English army troops used to sing this as they marched along. But here, I'm talking now about the song It's a Long Way to Tipperary. Now, this is not what you know as It's a Long Way to Tipperary, if you do know the song, because what's happened is that Frank Patterson, no longer with us, but he made a big name for himself in America as an Irish singer. He put the sort of Irish-American slant on this song. Have a listen to the verse particularly. Here's Frank Patterson and It's a Long Way to Tipperary.
It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Staten Island, farewell to Times Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, and my into New York City came an Irishman one day to stay with friends from Ireland who had found good work and pay. Singing songs of Dublin, Mayo, Cork and Donegal, young Paddy got nostalgic and he said to one and all, it's a long I'm
Now, I know that sort of had a dated sound about it. I would have thought listening to it that it was recorded way back in 1930s or sometime like that. It wasn't. It was recorded in the early 90s. I think it was about 1992. But that was the style that Frank Patterson sang. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed It's a Long Way to Tipperary, because we're staying in Tipperary. But Seamus Moore is going to sing for us. Now, we've had Seamus on the programme singing comedy numbers occasionally, but this time he wants to go back to Tipperary, and he mentions, as songs do when they speak about towns or places in Ireland, they name every little village and hamlet in the county. Here's Seamus Moore, Take Me Back to Tipperary.
Take me back to Tipperary on an Irish harvest morn, when the fields are decorated with crops of golden corn. To climb the Galty Mountains when the days are long in spring, smell the scented heather and hear the wild birds sing. I recall the day that I left my native home, and the days I spent around the lovely Mullina home. And the nights we danced in feathers with Mick Dell and his band, I can hear him say some waltzes now as he takes the old bandstand. Take me back to Tipperary on an Irish harvest morn, when the fields are decorated with crops of golden corn. To climb the Galty Mountains when the days are long in spring, smell the scented heather and hear the wild birds sing. I long to see the Rock of Cashel standing proud and tall, and to go to Mass in Holy Cross with its ancient abbey walls. To fish along the shore from Care down to Clonmel, maybe someday I'll get my wish, sure time can only tell. Take me back to Tipperary on an Irish harvest morn, when the fields are decorated with crops of golden corn. To climb the Galty Mountains when the days are long in spring, smell the scented heather and hear the wild birds sing. And to smell the scented heather and hear the wild birds sing.